I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Solutions are few and far between as ISIS grows its caliphate. The U.S. is recruiting and paying Syrian citizens to fight the Islamic State, hoping that 3,000 will be ready by December. Bob Blinko leads Frontiers USA and says Jesus offers a pretty radical solution in the gospel, where he asks his followers to forgive their enemies and pray for the persecutors. Frontiers' new website, PrayForISIS.com, echoes that call.
It follows the person of Saul, who became Paul. And the verses from Acts 9 really do help a Christian identify with ISIS today.
Add the modern-day Sauls of ISIS to your prayer list. You'll find links at our website. As technology advances, people want information faster and simpler. And that's how they want God's Word, too. Faith Comes by Hearing has responded to this shift by centering its ministry around audio scriptures on a variety of platforms. FCBH's Bill Lohr.
That's really what's going to get these other generations into God's Word. You know, they're not going to want to go out and seek it to have to carry a Bible with them or run home to grab that print Bible. They want to have things with them immediately.
They're trying to present God's truth in a relevant way. Would you come alongside them in prayer? And a school in Honduras is telling parents that their children's education isn't just up to the teachers. The Jubilee School is a partner of Orphan Outreach in an area where parental involvement in schools is a pretty new idea. Still, parents are excited, taking classes about everything from forgiveness to homework habits, and they're listening to a local Christian pastor teach about how to approach education from a biblical perspective. To help the program continue into another year, visit the link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to win one of 40 Bible sticks from Faith Comes by Hearing, the dramatized audio New Testament players. Just click on the Bible stick link at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.